delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
Right, it's Tuesday here on the program. Glad to have you here for the conversation. Make sure before you make your plans for the rest of the fall, don't let fall pass without a trip to Mackinac City, a seasonal paradise rich in history and beauty. Mackinac City, the ideal destination. A day trip to local villages, shops, and attractions, and to take in the vibrant colors of fall. Of course, you can also make it over to Mackinac Island, like I did last weekend. Scenic drives, the Tunnel of Trees, to Quamadon Falls, the Sioux Lock, so much from get to from downtown Mackinac City. For a complete list of accommodations, attractions, and events, visit the official website of Mackinac City at MackinacCity.com. Mackinac City, living history, making history. All right, well, our good friend Dr. John Lott published again on the in the Hill. I look at the Hill a lot. It's usually to the left. But every now and then, they sneak in some common sense. Dr. John Lott has a new piece there that says, Democrats should embrace the FBI background check for voters and gun purchasers alike. Dr. John Lott, of course, from the Crime Prevention Research Center. Doctor, welcome back.
Great to talk to you.
I wonder when I see pieces like this from you and others on the right, if the if websites like this put it out there just to stir up their people to get them, you know, all lathered up. But your piece is of good common sense, therefore they'll probably reject it.
Right. Well, I mean, background checks on guns is something that Democrats have spoken about in favor of constantly. And more importantly, they say that the NICS system, the National Instant Background Check system that we have, is something that they view as a fair process that it doesn't impinge on anybody's right to be able to go and defend themselves in self-defense. And so I brought the idea up originally as a way of kind of bridging the political gulf that exists between Republicans who are concerned about vote fraud occurring and Democrats saying that there isn't, by saying, well, if Democrats don't believe that the background checks on guns in any way impinges or interferes with people's ability to have a gun for self-defense, then the type of system I'm proposing, which would be to use it without imposing any costs on people who are going to register to vote, would be an even easier case to make.
It seems to me it's exactly right, and why wouldn't you allow that to happen? But it seems to me that no matter what common sense proposal is put forward when it talks about making sure that we have people voting legally. Now, we just saw a bunch of folks that were here illegally voting in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the headline yesterday. We found in southeast Michigan, in the Detroit area, twice as many ballots were in the bin that were supposed to be when they did some investigating after the election. So there's a lot of issues out there that should be looked at, and yet every time it's brought up, there's complete resistance from those on the left. Well, it's gonna stop voters. It's gonna intimidate people. This, that. How would this intimidate anybody or prevent voting?
Right. Well, you know, you go and you look at the background checks to purchase a gun. And, you know, in Washington, D.C., they charge $175 to conduct a background check on a private transfer. And other places, you can find it as cheap as $55 in Oregon. And they say that those costs have no impact on people's ability to go and buy a gun. I would disagree. But when you're talking about what I'm proposing, you don't have the same cost as you do for buying a gun for background checks, because I'm not asking every time somebody registers, you go and run the check there. You know, you have to have somebody call in. I'm not suggesting that. What you do is you take the list that you have of registered voters, the computerized list file that you have there, and compare that file to the NICS system. So it's essentially the same process that they use in many states to check concealed handgun permits. Kentucky, for example, every month they take the list that they have for concealed handgun permits and just run that list against the NICS system. Well, you know, it's a fairly trivial cost just to compare the computer files there rather than the type of process we have right now. And people aren't going to be charged for doing that. It's going to be paid by the states for going and running this. But even though that's free, Democrats seem to be concerned that the background check system is going to have false positives and disqualify people from voting and stuff when it shouldn't. And yet they have no such concerns when it's buying a gun, even though in that case you have to pay $55 or $175 to have it done.
No, exactly. There you go, which seems like, you know, it's on the right path here, but of course they will push back because anything that you do that would make sense, that would make sure that we have, you know, ethics and guidelines and correct voting, I suppose, accuracy in voting, seems to be something they push back. I mean, we are the only country that I'm aware of. You know, you look at France or the UK or Germany, wherever, everybody has to put up an ID, you know, to vote. Right. It's pretty simple stuff.
Yeah, Mexico. I mean, it's 100 countries in the world have photo IDs to be able to go and vote. They have many of the other types, you know, it's even beyond that. They have dipping fingers and indelible ink to make sure that people don't vote more than once. You know, maybe we're the only country in the world where people don't try to cheat when they go and vote. But, you know, it just seems like we would get rid of a lot of the debates that we have now these days if we didn't have that. You know, if people had at least some protection. You know, there's literally only like 3 states in the entire country that in any way try to check for citizenships of their registered voters.
And that would to me, that seems like common sense. That just seems like something you should do every time. If you want to find out more, by the way, with Dr. John Levin, to me, it just, if they're citizens, you should know that. You need to go to crimeresearch.org. Crimeresearch.org. The War on Guns, one of his latest books, Dr. John Lott. You can find him published everywhere, including this this bit on thehill.com. Doctor, always a pleasure. Good conversation.
Great talk.
Thank you. Crimeresearch.org, the Crime Prevention Research Center.